Proclamation number 7523 of 16th of February, 1960. Supply of force. You can overcome yourselves if you approach me myself in Jesus Christ, for I acquired the strength for you through my death on the cross, which you can now draw from me without restriction. Therefore you must take refuge in me again and again and entrust your worries and needs to me in prayer, and I will take care of you, I will help you, of that you can be certain. You need strength to overcome. For you yourselves are still powerless as long as my adversary can still harass you because you don't keep close enough to me. The intimacy of your connection to me would also convey an abundance of strength to you, and then you would also be able to work together with me in an unusual way. Yet only few people possess such profound love that they are intimately united with me at all times. But where this love is, faith is also exceedingly strong, and there my strength can come into its own. Yet I will never deny you my supply of strength if only you ask me for it. Your spirit and soul will be strengthened even though your body feels weak, and soon the soul will also be able to transfer strength to the body and it will be resistant in every way. Thus you need not complain about weakness as long as you can call upon me in Jesus Christ, for every such call will find fulfillment. I don't want you to pass away in weakness, and therefore strength is always available to you from my side, but I want you to come to me myself and appeal to me in order to then also be able to provide you abundantly with everything you lack. For I have promised you this help with the words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But you shall come. I await your supplication, I wait for your bond with me, but then I will also be able to communicate myself to you, for your blessing and spiritual gain. You will never send a request for strength to me in vain. You will always receive fulfillment, and if you don't feel it physically, your soul will nevertheless benefit from it, which will then also convey to the body what serves it. But at times the weakness of the body is also suitable to push the human being ever more intimately towards me, and then the supply of strength will also take place as surely as I bend down to every child to help it in its adversity. 16th of the 2nd 1960, and in view of the approaching end you will still need much strength and help. You will often believe that you are too weak to meet the spiritual and earthly demands placed upon you, but you need not be weak because my strength is constantly at your disposal which you can request at any time. Even all thought which you send up to me in prayer will convey this strength to you. For no prayer is in vain which is directed to me in spirit and in truth, which is not merely spoken by your lips but felt by your heart and sent up to me. And the strength will first fill your soul, because it has to be taken care of first, for it concerns its maturing while you still walk on this earth. But the body will also be provided for. The body will also receive noticeable strength if only you believe that I love you and want to release you from every adversity. But this is also the purpose of every adversity, that you approach me for help, that you seek the bond with me and that my strength can overflow into you in this bond, so that you will always feel strengthened if only you open yourselves in heartfelt thoughts of me. So that I can give you what you desire, strength and grace and an enlightened spirit which recognizes me everywhere and in every event, so that you will then also learn to love me and love will unite us ever more firmly and then all weakness will also fall away from you, because then you will walk with me and be fed by me with light and strength at all times. Amen.